Proclamation number 8228, dated the July 30th, 1962. Test the spirits. You humans should believe that I will keep sending you the truthful information about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, for you have to recognize and acknowledge him, the divine Redeemer, as Son of God and Redeemer of the world who had sheltered me within himself. But the mission he had to fulfill on earth cannot be proven to you, yet I myself will convey the correct information of him to you through my spirit, and this in itself will be proof to you. For what historically cannot be demonstrated to you, shall be taught to you by my spirit. And thus you also know that it is I myself who reveals this to you, that you can test the spirits by all means, for as soon as you are given information about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, you will know that it is the Spirit of God, which can only impart the pure truth. You are entitled to scrutinize the origin of all spiritual knowledge, and I myself have shown you the criterion. For no opposing spirit will ever proclaim that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Single quote. And once you have got the proof that it is the activity of God's Spirit, then you can also accept everything proclaimed by this Spirit as truth. My working within the human being, which expresses itself so distinctly as the transmission of my word, cannot be interpreted or explained as personal intellectual thought, but it can be even less described as my adversary's activity, for then people only demonstrate that they themselves do not recognize the Father's voice, that they do not belong to my own who completely hand themselves over to me, but that they are intellectually still too active themselves, or they would feel that they're addressed by me, the Father of eternity. For my transmission of the word into a human heart, be it directly or through my messengers, will not fail to have the desired effect. It touches the heart as soon as it opens itself and is willing to be addressed by me. And that necessitates that the person listens to me impartially and thus is also willing to let himself be permeated by my spirit, by my light of love. However, if a person undertakes a purely intellectual examination of the spiritual knowledge he has received from me, then he will hardly be able to recognize his Father's voice, for it will not touch his heart, and only this is capable of taking the test. You shall not blindly believe what you inwardly reject. Yet when my revelations are conveyed to you, then you will never have a feeling of resistance, providing you desire to be addressed by me myself. Rather, my words will so touch you that you would not want to miss them anymore, and you will also be fully convinced of the truth, because you are now able to feel me myself. The content of divine revelations will always consist of God's human manifestation in Jesus and the act of salvation, and this shall always be the clearest evidence of the truth. For my adversary would never inform you of the fact that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross on your behalf, in whom I myself accomplished the act of salvation. My adversary will never try to encourage you humans to believe in Jesus. He will never preach love to you, which likewise is the substance of my revelations. For only love unites you with me, and he will prevent everything that could establish this unification. You have to know about his nature, which is pure hatred and wants to corrupt you. And you will be able to recognize his activity by the fact that he will do everything to demean my divine revelations and to darken your spirit so as to prevent you from recognizing me. However, you need only appeal to me for illumination of your spirit, and truly, I will help you and change every ambiguity into brightest realization, if only you seriously desire it. My adversary only ever seeks to cause confusion, but he will only be successful where the desire for the pure truth is not yet prevalent. But where it exists, he has lost all power, for I myself radiate the light which agreeably touches everyone who wants to be enlightened. Amen.